such a lot of world to see. Hello and welcome to Wellness Works with Centria of Eddie's Wellness and Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center in Baltimore, Maryland. That was Moon River with Miss Nicole Henry via Spotify's Sweet Jazz playlist. And Miss Henry is now one of my new favorite jazz singer artists. So you will be hearing a little bit more from her via this radio blog. And I really love her intonation and just the way she delivers. And that is actually one of my favorite songs. Moon River is one of my favorite songs in any form, instrumental or vocal. So, what we want to talk about today? Well, it's June 9th and life is happening, let me tell you. And there are some things that I have been working on and dealing with, and I have a convention coming up, and to be quite honest, I really did not feel like attending this convention initially. I really was feeling like, well, what exactly am I going to be able to get from it, get out of it? I didn't want to go for the sake of going. I didn't want to go for a pep rally. I needed to know it was going to be something substantial that I would get out of it. Something that will help me continue the growth that I am experiencing, and or offer some keys, ideas, and ways to assist me with moving forward. I know I mentioned earlier that I would be sharing some books with you all that I've enjoyed so far this year, and one of those books is The Four Agreements. And if you're not familiar with that book, I would suggest that you pick it up. There's no way to go wrong with it, regardless of your belief system, because those four core things that are covered in that book are all things that if everyone stuck to, we would just have a better society in and of itself. The first thing being to be impeccable with your word. That means, as the scripture says, your yes be yes and your no be no. So if you are looking to be impeccable with your word, that's automatically going to be a way of governing your behavior and honestly just how you interact with people, because you will be careful about what you agree to. So that is the first thing from the four agreements that I will leave you with. The author is Don Luis Miguel, I believe. If I have that wrong, I will correct it the next time I'm on, but I believe that is the name of the author. And so, as I said, I was going back and forth about whether or not I was going to go to this convention. And so one of the things I had to look at, what was my resistance beyond just not wanting to attend another pep rally? Not that that can't be a good thing as well. But at this point in time and in life, if I'm going to make the sacrifice to go to something, especially something that's not in my hometown that I will have to travel to, like really travel to, I need to know that there will be substance. I need to be able to believe that there will be substance. And so my resistance revealed some things to me in that moment. I had always been told that, not always, but I had been told recently, and I had been told in the past, that I was stubborn. And so the definition, or a definition of stubborn, is to be difficult to move, remove, or a refusal to change in spite of the need to do so. So to be stubborn in and of itself isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's the application of it in your life. So then the other thing I looked at is resilience. And so resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, a form of toughness, spring back, the ability to spring back to its shape if it's an object. But that also can be theoretical. Do you have the ability to bounce back when things have been distorted for you emotionally or perception-wise with some things that you may have encountered? And then at the end of the day, why was I feeling the need to be stubborn, to double down, because something had triggered me? So what it is to be triggered, caused by a particular activity, process, or situation. It's a response, a form of offense manifested, a reminder of previous trauma. So if someone is triggered, they are essentially in some way, shape, or form offended by what was said, and or they've been reminded of a past trauma in that thing that was said and or done. Either way, if you're triggered about something or by something, that is something to look into to see why and dig. Don't just let it be, because those are two things that you need to address. Why are you offended? And what trauma have you experienced that you need to overcome so that certain situations on activities don't set you off, you know, don't cause you to double down into patterns, become stubborn and double down into patterns that you need to release. And because you're a person who bounced back, you are resilient, you're here. Use that resiliency to pull you through your investigation of the offense or the past trauma so that you can move forward with your life and learn to take opportunities as they come, even if you don't necessarily believe at first that they'll be beneficial to you. Have more of an open mind and see where things lead. Because at the end of the day, if your goal is to be successful and someone's invited you to an event that is in direct correlation to the thing that you're pursuing, then if it's within your ability, your power, and your scope at that moment to do that thing, then you absolutely should do that thing. So that is my two cents today in reference to daily living. And just a little something I wanted to leave with you guys, because it's really important for us to recognize when things are ruffling our feathers, but not only to recognize when things are ruffling our feathers, but to find out why our feathers are being ruffled, and to know when you need to no longer be stubborn. You just need to submit. When you no longer need to be stubborn, and you just need to submit to the process and allow yourself the opportunity to grow. So with that, I'd like to take you back to Moon River, and we'll finish up with Miss Nicole Henry closing us out with her version from Spotify's Sweet Jazz playlist. Miss Nicole Henry, Moon River.
We're after the same.
To see.